This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to RDS Who Is Who Leadership Call number 51 on February 28, 2019 at 1600 UTC. Attending the call today is Susan, Catherine, and Alan, and from ICANN.org, Jean-Baptiste and Brenda. And today's call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to state your name before speaking for the record. And I'll turn the call over to Jean-Baptiste. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brenda, and welcome all on what might be the last leadership call for the RDS Waste to Review team. So on today's agenda, I listed just the two items, which are the following one, the final report and the ICANN 64 engagement session. Is there anything else you would like to discuss today?
Nope.
All right. So on the final report, the remaining outstanding issues that I could identify, and what I saw when you had shared the final report with the review team, Alan, is that there were still my comments so regarding the text implementation to begin once any preconditions are met. So there it's still open on whether this should appear for each recommendation just after the priority level, high, medium, or low, or whether this should only appear in one place within the recommendation section after the executive summary. So this still needs to be addressed. You want to comment that, Alan?
Yeah, I put a statement in. I'm still in the middle of my edit, but let me tell you what I did. I put right before the table of recommendations is recommendations identified as high priority should begin once approved by the board and once all preconditions are met.
All right.
So I think that sort of covers it. It has to obviously has to go in both the executive summary and in the document itself.
All right.
But I'll do that. I'm hoping to be finished tonight. I have virtually nothing else on my agenda today other than, except for one other call, other than to work on the report. So it has to get out by the end of today. I'm finding lots of little changes, nothing, an occasional word missing or something that needs to be clarified, but nothing major so far anyway.
All right. And on the first item in the executive summary, there was this past action item for you to insert something relevant to getting consensus with regards to Thomas not being replaced.
Well, we can't do that until we know what the answer is. And that's the main decision we have to make today. I sent a message to Stephanie and Volker over a week ago now. I've had nothing but silence. Stephanie has been saying she can't do anything because of the EPDP. Well, the EPDP is over right now, or halted. So she doesn't have that excuse. Volker, I have no clue why he hasn't answered. But if they don't answer, we have to decide what to do. At this point, we have an engagement session in Kobe. We haven't issued a report. From my personal perspective, if I don't get it, if it's not issued by the time, I get on a plane or by the time I get to Kobe or something like that, then I'm really going to be offline for much of March. And I'm happy to turn it over to Catherine and Susan if they want to try to get it out afterwards. But my preference certainly is to get a report issued prior to that. And so the question is, what do we put if Volker and Stephanie don't answer? I'm prepared to send them a message saying, if you don't respond by a certain time with what your positions are, we will simply note in the report that you have chosen not to participate in the consensus call and report to the people who are left. I don't see what other alternative we have if, it's been over a month that they haven't responded. Susan or Catherine have any thoughts on what we do or what position we take, happy to hear it. I don't know what other options we have.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually wondering whether there's any way whether there's any precedent for this, whether for other review teams this issue has popped up, and whether at some point we can say, okay, we've called everyone to vote on this, and two participants refused to vote for over a month, and then we interpret it in some way.
Yeah.
I mean, to say that means we don't have full consensus, but we have consensus still by our definition, no?
Well, we would have full consensus of those who have chosen to raise an opinion. Now both Volker and Stephanie had tentatively agreed to things at the last face-to-face. The other alternative is, since they haven't raised objections, we can claim they have agreed. That, I think, is a more dangerous path.
So I think that would require sending an email saying, okay, for people who don't react, unless you react now, we assume that you agree.
Well, as I said, that one, if they don't respond and then wake up later and say, you published a report saying I agreed and I didn't, you know, that one, I think, is more fraught with danger than simply saying they didn't answer.
Yeah.
But I do think it's accurate that, you know, we would state that in the, you know, December meeting, last face-to-face, there was no objections and there was consensus.
The ones we covered afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, we've not received any confirmation and from them since, after repeated requests for to weigh in. And this is what it is.
Yep.
I feel comfortable doing that. I mean, if we call them out in the report, we call them out in the report. The only other thing we could do is go back to their, you know, like we could reach out to Graham and the registrar, stakeholder group, and the NCSG, of course, Stephanie.
Well, no, I would reach out to their GNSO appointment.
Good point.
Okay, I'll do that. Barring getting an answer from them, I think we recount that at the last face-to-face, there was no disagreement, you know, other than one particular issue that was resolved, because remember, Volker had stormed out and with a problem, but we did resolve it and he accepted the rewording. And so at the last face-to-face, there was full agreement. The other members have all agreed fully. So at this point, in the absence of anything else, we are deeming to be full consensus.
Yeah.
And I will reach out to Keith and point this out to him. Copy Volker and Stephanie. Okay, that's a way forward. As I said, Catherine, I think before you got on, I'm still in the midst of reviewing the report. I will finish today one way or another. It's a long slog. I don't know if either of you have put any effort into or any time into looking at the report. It's overall in good shape. I found a number so far of small things, of a word missing here, or, you know, a bit of a clarification that was needed, but nothing onerous and nothing controversial. That may change as I finish it, but at this point, it's looking reasonably good. And I'm happy once I finish this editing, Jackie will do another review of my changes and then publish. Yeah. Sorry, I've got to go to the door. I'll be back in a moment.
It's amazing that we are at the point where we're going to publish this report.
Yes.
And I'm back. Yeah, I read through all the recommendations and a lot of them actually sound reasonable. So that's sort of nice.
Yeah.
All right, so we have a way forward. Once we determine what we're saying, I will put a paragraph in the executive summary and in the main document explaining the consensus process. What else? We have an issue that Jean-Baptiste has identified as outstanding. Stephanie, provide light. Oh, okay. Let's stop asking her for that. If she doesn't give it to us, she doesn't. It was something that she felt was necessary. So let's just pass that one by.
All right.
Approval missing from Thomas. We're not asking him again. And Volker and Stephanie, we've already discussed.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So the engagement session is in about a bit less than 2 weeks. So just as a reminder, this session will start at 9 local time, located at Emerald Room, which is on level B1. I have shared with slides, some slides just before this meeting. Brenda, did you have them ready or not in the Adobe Room?
Yeah, I don't know if we need them in the Adobe Room. I looked at them. There's far more there than we're going to present in any session, but everything is there. So I think, I guess Susan, Catherine, and I have to come to some decisions on exactly what we focus on and what we skip over. My inclination is to, and we may want one or two summary slides, sort of summarizing all of, I'm not quite sure. I just looked at them quickly. But basically, I don't think we want to spend a lot of time on the analysis of the who is one. We've already reviewed that two times already in engagement session. And experience says we probably don't have time to read each of the recommendations and talk about it. So we may want to pick and choose from the ones that we think are the most substantive ones. You know, perhaps the ones that are listed as high priority, or I'm not sure that's the exact correct sub-step. So I guess I would ask both Catherine and Susan to independently look at the slides and decide and recommend what we want to focus on. And hopefully we can meet sometime prior to Tuesday and decide exactly how we're going to do that. When do people get into Kobe?
I think people are starting to travel already next week from what I heard Tuesday.
You know, I meant for Susan.
I'm going to arrive on Saturday.
Yeah, so will I on Saturday.
Okay, so both of you, I'll be there already. My schedule is not going to be nearly as bad as it's been in the past.
I have a lot more flexibility.
So I'll suggest some times to the two of you, and hopefully we can get together for half an hour and come to closure on exactly what we present. I don't have a clue what my schedule is right now, so I'm not going to try right now. But once I know what it is, I'll let you know, and hopefully we can find a time to do that, either in between meetings or in a bar. What else do we need to do today?
Sorry, just wanted to go back on this. If you review the presentation and update it, just two things I wanted to mention. The first one, if you could, when you send the final version to each of you, if you could include me on that email so that I can post the presentation on the ICANN Tipo website.
And how did you imagine we would?
I don't know, Alan. You know,
I do everything on the leadership list.
All right.
Unless you unsubscribe yourself from the leadership list, you're okay.
All right. And my second suggestion would be if you don't present all recommendations during the presentation, if you could maybe just move all recommendation slides to an appendix so that at least people, if they want to look at the recommendations, they can just download the presentation and see them there.
Yeah, no, we're not going to delete anything. We may either move them or skip over them quickly.
Yeah.
But I think that's fine that the whole thing is in the document. So anyone who downloads it gets the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that's not
exactly.
And Jackie is still on retainer until the next few days anyways. So hopefully she can do one last pass.
So I don't know if you had seen my email regarding that, where we were asking up until when you would need Jackie to work on the report.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, I was going to say I did see that, and sorry I didn't respond. I was actually a bit wondering how much of Stephanie's input would still need to be edited, if ever there were to be some. But now it sounds like we're just going to drop that part, right?
Yeah.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. She may respond. For all I know, she's furiously writing as we speak. I think Jackie has to be around until we formally publish the report. I don't think there's a lot of work to do. I want her to look at any changes I make, just to make sure I don't do something really stupid. But, or Jean-Baptiste, you can do that as well. I don't know what the business arrangement is with Jackie. I can go either way. I assume you're not getting on a plane until sometime late next week.
You're talking to me, Alan. In fact, I won't be in Kobe.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you were. I thought I had asked already and you said you would. All right.
No.
That's not an issue.
I won't, but I will be in the Adobe room listening to you and making sure the presentation goes well.
Okay, thank you. It's really your call whether you keep Jackie around and she does the final edits or you do.
I can do it. More than happy to.
So if that, you know, I don't know if you're paying her by the day even if she's doing no work, or if it's just when she does some work. So it's I'll leave that up to you.
Yeah, if it's minor editorial work, then I'm more than happy to do it. And
it's getting to be too late for major work points.
Yeah, exactly. So all right.
Well, thank you for the confirmation then.
Okay, anything else, folks?
Not on my side.
What happens if for some reason we cannot issue it, let's say by the time the three of us get to Kobe, if for one reason or another, you know, because of the response we get from Keith or whatever, we decide we can't. Do the two of you want to take it over and get it out while I'm gone? I'll be on vacation after Kobe for the rest of the month. And although I will have email, I really don't want to have to do much work.
Sure, we can do that. I mean, speaking for myself, sorry.
Yeah, no, I would agree too that we could just take it over and get going. Hopefully we won't have to cross that bridge.
No. The only issue of delaying even longer is that delays the board 6 months, and we're starting to push that rather late right now.
We should get it out.
Yeah, we well missed the June meeting.
Yeah.
All right. Folks, anything else that we need to do other than Jean-Baptiste reading our decision?
Okay, then hearing none.
Why don't you do that, and then I'll got a couple of words at the end.
All right. So decisions reached. For me, not to send any reminder to Stephanie regarding section compliance. Action items, so considering there was consensus at the last face-to-face meeting, general agreement on final recommendation,
consensus is considered full, Alan will reach out to GMSO with regards to like a response from Volker and Stephanie. Alan to put a paragraph in the executive summary explaining the consensus process, and leaders to identify a time to review and update slide deck presentation.
Okay, thank you. Before we leave, while we still have a recording going, I'd like to say thank you to Susan and Catherine for the effort you put into this. And I know this couldn't have been done without you, and I appreciate all of the thoughtfulness and effort that you've put into it. And the same goes, of course, for Jean-Baptiste and Alice when she was with us, and of course to Brenda, who's made all of this work. So I thank you all for the efforts you put into it. I'll say it again to those who were in Kobe, but I really appreciate all the effort and the trust you put in me in doing this. So thank you all.
Well, thank you, too.
Thank you.
I thought we worked really well as a team, and it's a great report. So a lot of hard work, and I appreciate all the support we received.
Yes, it's been a wonderful experience working with you, and I really appreciate your dedication and hard work for all of you on the call. It's been a real pleasure and an honor. So thanks also from my side.
Well, thank you, and thank you both. It's amazing how many people in ICANN we sort of work with in a very peripheral way, but it's only with intense efforts like this that you actually get to know people and appreciate just how much effort and skill they put into everything we do. So thank you both. I value both of knowing both of you and the relationships built. So thank you. And with that, I think we are done unless anyone else has any other comments. And we can record this as officially the last leadership call. If we need to do anything else, we'll do it in a more ad hoc basis. So thank you all.
Perfect. Thank you all.
Thanks all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.